And we're starting on the Amud, 2019 Amud, and today's Shir is Le'ilui Nishmat Michael's brother-in-law's father, and the name is?
Yoshua ben Harshleib Halevi.
Nishmato. Okay, so the Mishnah said like this, we saw the Mishnah yesterday at the bottom of the Amud. So a person can stand in Shtar Yachid and move objects around in Shtar Rabim, or stand in Shtar Rabim and move objects around in Shtar Yachid. Will be a vaj to your tea chut me arba, as long as it doesn't move it more than dalet amut. Now, I'll be honest with you, what interests me over here suddenly, when I saw this now, was that we understand a guy in Rishut HaYachid, and he can't move something around in Rishut HaRabim dalet amut. But if a person in Rishut HaRabim, and he's leaning over into Rishut HaYachid, why do we care how much he can move it around? Right? So, I don't know, the Gemara never spoke about it, by the way. There's nothing on the Gemara. We're going to have another few Mishnayot today. My question is that the Mishnah says like this: Omer Adam Mishta Yachid, person standing in Rishta Yachid, you're standing in your garden, and you lean over into the street, and you can move an object around as long as you don't move it more than Dalet Amut. That makes sense, right? But now the other way around: now you're standing in the street, and you lean over into somebody's garden, and now there's something there on the floor, a ball. Why can't you move that, Dalet Amut? It's in Rishta Yachid.
Because you're moving something. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay. So.
I guess because you're in one Rishut.
So, I said, the Gemara doesn't say anything. So, you're right. You probably have to say it because you're in Rishta Rabim, that maybe there's a Safek over here that you go after where you are. And therefore, you've got to be concerned. I don't know why, though.
No, you can't move the Arba, the Dalet Amot in the you can't move in the public. You can move.
No, it doesn't. Look what it says here. Omer Rabim Metal to Shri Yachir Rabim, or Shri Yachir Metal to Shri Yachir. Mevashlo Yotzi Chutz Midalet Amot. In both scenarios, either you're standing in the public space or you're standing in the private space and your body and you're moving a ball in the other object, in the other space, in both those scenarios, you're limited to Dalet Amut. Now, we understand you're standing in Shtar Yachid and you're in the, and you're, the ball's in Shtar Rabim that you can't move a Dalet Amut. But when you're standing in Shtar Rabim and the ball's in Shtar Yachid, why can't you move Dalet Amut? Move it as much as you like. You can kick a ball around in Shtar Yachid. The fact that you're standing in Shtar Rabim seems to limit you. So like I wanted to say, so now we're going to say that because your body's in Shtar Yachid, in Shtar Rabim, sorry, maybe you got, there might be a space that you go after your body. I don't know. Gemara doesn't speak about it. I never saw anything mentioned about it. Just something popped up to my mind right now as we read the Mishnah. Yeah, so nonetheless, we're carrying on. The Mishnah says that, then it's a bevat chutzichutam. Lo yamod adam Shtar Yachid, v'yashtin Shtar Rabim. Right? So you know, let's go look in the Gemara now on Daf Tzadi Tet Amud Alev. So the Gemara says, "Ha hotzi chayav chatat." Right, and it seems over here it's actually not even a question; it's a statement. Ha hotzi, if you do move it more than dalet amot, so then you chayav chatat. Now, just for 1 second, let's think about in light of what we just said. Now, if we're understanding now the problem in the Mishnah, you're standing in Shtar Rabim, and the ball is in Shtar Yachid, and you move it more than dalet amot, you chayav chatat. Are you chayav chatat? The ball's in Shtar Yachid, and it stayed in Shtar Yachid, and you moved it around 10 amos in Shtar Yachid. You chay b'chatat? I don't understand. Moshe says, "Lei Messiah lei l'Rava." Right? Let's say maybe this helps Rava. This is a proof to Rava. Why? The Amar Rava, Hamar. We saw this yesterday. Hamar v'chayfetz b'tchilat arba l'sof arba v'heviro derech alav. Remember, we said that you moved it like you hold the ball up on top of your head. Right, you walked in Shtar Rabim. Now remember, Shtar Rabim up to 10 Tvachim is a Makom is Shtar Yachid. Shtar Rabim, sorry. Above 10 Tvachim is now Makom Petor. Now you held the ball up like this and you walked in Shtar Rabim. So maybe you aren't Chayiv because the ball's in Makom Petor. It's not in Shtar Rabim. Are you in Shtar Rabim, but the ball's in Makom Petor? You're mi Chayiv. Rabbi says, no, you're still Chayiv. Right, the Amar Rava, Hamar Chayev Tzichar Arba Nesuf Arba, Havavid Derech Alav Chayev Chatat. Sorry, Alav Chayev. So the Gemara said that's not a good proof. What? Mi Katani Im Hotzi Chayev Chatat. Right, doesn't say Im Hotzi. Doesn't say Im Hotzi in our Mishnah. Doesn't say over here. Omer Rav Shri Yachin Utalta Mishri Rabim 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 Mishri doesn't say the imotzi. So he says avia mikta imotzi. Dilma imotzi patra v'lasur. Maybe if you took it, if you did make it go outside that amot, you'd be chayev v'chata. Just be chayev. You'd be patru, but it's still asur. Right, look at Rashi there. Patra v'lasur midrabanan. There, with regards to Rava as well, Rava's whole idea there was, what did Rava say? Rava said, right? Why? Because it's a gzaira. So to over here, there might just be a gzaira, but you aren't going to be chayav with all the Rabbana. Right? Now the Gemara brings the whole limud from the other perspective altogether. Right? It says, ha hotzi, if you did take the ball out, right? Patur avarasur, maybe patur avarasur, the word says maybe not. Okay, if that's the case, the name of it, this is the tiyuftir ravid. Rabbi wanted to say that you'd be chayiv. So the word says, wait, how do you know? Miketani hotzi patur avarasur. The Mishnah Bet said hotzi patur avarasur. Dil meim hotzi chayav chatat. Maybe be chayav chatat. Basically, we've got no real way to learn this. We can go from either direction. Other Rava can be a support to it, or this can be a Tiyuvdin Rava. Bottom line is, the Gemara doesn't seem to be too confident of what the story really would be here. If you would move it more than Gadad Amot in Rishut Arabim, on Shuri Yachid, and you standing in the other Rishut, would you be Chayav Achatat, or would it be Asur Aval, Mutar Aval, Patur Aval Asur, which would only be Isur Durabana? Now, again, I would venture to say that from the very fact that it doesn't make any sense that a guy standing in Rishut HaRabim and he's busy playing around with a ball in Rishut HaYachid that he'd be chayav chatat. It doesn't make any sense to me. Because I would say that you probably would make more sense to say patur aval asur. Okay, now we had the case over here. The next case was where a person couldn't stand in one Rishut and urinate into another Rishut or spit into another Rishut. So we said, yeah, lo yamal adam shayachid v'chud am Rav Yosef ishtin v'rak Chayav chatat. Same idea. If you did urinate from one shoot to the other, or if you spat from one shoot to the other, you'd be chayav chatat. Now this already makes a bit more sense, right? Why? Because you can start arguing that you're standing in the one reshut and you essentially threw something into the other reshut. So the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question now. But what's the problem with this? We know from the very first Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos, right, that you have to have akira, you have to lift up a chayfet in one reshut and put it down in another reshut, and in either reshut there has to be dalid, four tvachim, four square tvachim, and there isn't, because most people who are urinating don't urinate off a four tvachim platform. Right, so you wouldn't be chayev, or if you're spitting, your mouth hasn't got four tfachim. Right, so the Gemara says an interesting answer. Machshavto mashvila makom. The fact that you had intention, right? Your intention. Look at Rashi. Machshavto shu tzarich lechach. His intention, what he's doing, mashvila hotzaa chashuv. It makes into something chashuv. So you give chashivut to the action. Therefore, this chashivut is if it's dalad amot, dalad fachim. He says, "Ilo tamachli." He says, "You have to say that. Why? Because if you don't say that, hadamar rava zarak v'nach b'fi akelev or b'fi akivshan chayav chatat. If you threw something and the dog caught it before, we learned this mechel Shabbos. If you threw something in Rishon Rabim and before it landed, the dog jumped up and grabbed it with its mouth, or suddenly it went over a fire and got consumed, right? You would never be chayav." Look at Rashi, or b'fi akivshan. Zarak mitchilat dalet l'sof dalet. You threw something from the beginning to the end of four dalet, and b'fi akivshan, shekalta shal hevet v'nishva got burnt. Right? We said there, chayav chatat. Va'a, b'inan hanacha gab b'makom dalet b'leika. So to there, you'd have to have hanacha, you'd have to be landing on something which was dalet at four tvachim, and there wasn't. The mouth of a dog is in four tvachim, or if the fire burnt it all up. But your intention gave it chashivut, and that made it good enough. And it was good enough. Okay. Now, by Rava.
When you say
it,
you just with a full bladder from your house into the street.
Okay, but remember, balua. We learned that before. Balua is never considered carrying. When something inside, otherwise you can say you're carrying around your intestines, you're carrying around your stomach.
You're saying here that you're carrying, if you
You're throwing from one neshut to the other. No. You're standing Shnei Yachid. You're standing in Shnei Yachid and you're urinating to Shnei Rabim.
But they're saying that because you've thought about it and it gives it chashivut, then it takes a place that's not really the dimensions of a Shnei Yachid and creating one. So I'm saying that?
No, but if you say you're bladder, then you can never walk around. You can never walk around Shabbos. Because any time you've got a bit of water in your bladder, you'd be carrying.
I have to go to the bathroom in my Rishit HaRabim. You think that you need to use the toilet?
We're going to get to that in a second. And by the way, we're going to get to the toilet issues in a second now. But not about that. But I think we can understand, Robert, that when something's inside your body, it's a little bit different to when you're urinating or you're spitting.
But here they're saying it's not a difference.
All we're saying over here is the fact that you haven't got dalet, the surface area isn't enough. We say the fact that you've given it chashivut, that's good enough for the surface. They're saying over here that either you have to have surface area or chashivut. But to carry something around in your bladder is not called carrying.
Okay, well, I was just saying it's in your body. It's the makom, what the one rishit is inside your body.
But the one he's talking about from Hotza'ah and the one's talking about tiltul, they're two different halachas altogether. Why are we confusing them? The one is Hotza'ah from Rishut to Rishut, and the one is Tiltul Dalet Amot in Rishut HaRabim. We're only saying that we're giving Chashivut to the surface, and we're talking about Hotza'ah from one Rishut to the other Rishut.
It seems to me, if it's in your body, as one is considered Rishut, that's what they're saying.
But when you're walking around, it's staying in your body, it's in the same Rishut. I'm not trying to...
There was no Akira in your body.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand why... They're two different things altogether. I understand what you're saying. What you're saying is, you're saying, Darren, it's all ridiculous because Anna Davar Sof, if you're going to say this, you can say anything. That's really what you're saying, right? Okay, but then we can say anything. I mean, then we can say that everything's...
Well, I would say that, don't think that water is not given, usually isn't water not considered something meaningful?
But urine is not water.
It's 99% water.
So is your body. About 97% water, right? And we give your body chashivut,
wearing clothes.
No, okay, that's what I'm saying. I think we understand. Look, there's no question that there's a difficulty in understanding the Gemara suddenly saying, on the one hand, you need four tvachim, now suddenly you are chashivut mashavira. I understand the difficulty of the question, but I don't think we have to take it across the board and go all the way. Okay. So it's like, by Rabbi, who b'shnei yachid? Okay, Aria joined at the appropriate time. Okay, right? Who b'shnei yachid? The pi amar b'shnei rabim. And I think personal Aria, honestly, right? And he's sitting right in a situation. He's squatting where his anus is in the shtarabim. So he's b'shnei yachid, and he's like squatting over a fence into shtarabim, over a hedge. Now, do we say batar akira asdinan? That we go after the Akira, and the Akira took place, his body at the end of the Rat, is from his body, or Batar Yetziat Dinan, or we go after where it came out. Look at Rashi here. Batar Akira, Mina Gufa, from out of his body. Vaha Nekrin, Mina Halal Shel Guf, Vachayav, and it came out of the cavity of his body. And if we'd be Chayav, Wad, Demotzi Mina Guf, Shur Shteyachid, from it comes out of his body. And his body is in Shnei Yachid into the Shnei Rabbi. Or Dilma, or Batar Yetzias, Linan, we go after Yetzias, Sheyotzi min Aguf Mimenu, Vare Piyam Ab Shnei Rabbi, where it came out of his body, and his anus is in the Shnei Rabbi. So therefore, Shnei Rabbi into Shnei Rabbi. Right? And what's the Gemara's answer? Taiku. Right? We're not going to answer that. Now, if you look at the Rabbeinu Chanan Lavia, it says, Lavia, the Kaimalan called Taiku de Isur Luchum, we know that. Now, there's a situation of taiku, we go to chumra. Okay, so therefore you'd be machmir on this situation, it's a taiku, and therefore we'd be the chumra, and you would not do it. Okay, the word carries on. V'chein lo yarok, lo yarok. Right, and the Mishnah says as well, right, we're still busy in the Mishnah from yesterday, v'chein lo yarok, that you can't spit one shoot to the other. And Rabbi Yehuda omer, af mishe nitla shoko b'fiv, lo yalech av amot asherok. Yeah, Robert, this is a little bit similar to what you were talking about. Right, now, and Rabbi Yehuda says as well, if you already got spit in your mouth, from the moment the spit has detached from the rest of the phlegm in your mouth, and it's now a separate item, he says you can't walk any longer, Shrabi, because now you'll be carrying. Right? Rabbi Yehuda omer, v'chulet. So he says, af agav d'lo haifi fichba, even though lo hifichba, look at Rashi, what does it mean lo hifichba? Lo hifich barok lo tzio lechut tam, sorry. Hifich bitmiya, the girl asked a question, yeah. Even though you haven't, he hasn't like, hifich, like moved around in his mouth, like created a separate bit of bishum, telishay lechudai, I'm going to ask you, because you're already separated in his mouth now. The lemefekai, because it's waiting to be thrown out. So the Gemara's question is, would Rabbi Yehuda say, you chayev, there were this spit in your mouth, even if you haven't like started moving it around in your mouth to get ready to spit it out? Right? Now, why is it a problem? We're quoting a Mishnah over here from a Masechet Kelim, right? The guy was eating devela, right, like dried figs. And Rashi points out here that they were truma. Right? Rashi says, yeah, ochel devela shel truma. But yadayim is savot, with dirty hands. Look at Rashi. Yastam yadayim shlonat lu havu shniot. Upsul datum. We know the Chachamim gave exera to hands. That a hand, stam yadayim shniot letumah. Hands are going to status of sheni letumah until you do netlat yadayim. And sheni letumah will metame truma. Okay, truma is nitma b'sheni letumah. So your hands are sheni letumah. You haven't washed them yet. They're dirty. And now you stick your hand into your mouth. You've got some sort of stick or stone stuck in your tooth, and you stick your hand, and I take out the tooth, and you've now got truma in your mouth. Now, what do we know? We know also that when will truma become ptame? Only when it's huchshar l'tuma. And huchshar means it has to be wet, remember? With one of the yad shachat dam, one of those seven liquids. Now, none of those liquids are spit. We've got yayin, dam, sheikhar, no, shin is, what shin? Shemen, chalav, tal is dew, dvash, and mayim, right? We've got all those seven liquids, but none of them is spit. So how come spit, now, why does Rabbi Meir say metame? If you stick your dirty hand into your mouth and you've got dvein in your mouth, you're going to be like, metame. Look at Rashi, metame. He says that the truma has become huchshar l'tuma. Why has it become huchshar? Because of the spit in your mouth. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's tahor. Look at Rashi. The ksavar calls manshuk b'toch piv. So long as the spit is in your mouth, lav mashk is not called liquid. Vrehu gufa shlal, it's like your body. Ve'enu makshir, as a makshirit. So we're going to machlok it to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, if spit in your mouth is considered water or not. Rabbi Yehuda Yossi seems to say, when it leaves your mouth, if you spit it out, so now it's on the floor there, or if you spit onto a vegetable or something, that would be considered water, and it will be machshir l'tuma. But in your mouth is not machshir l'tuma. Rabbi Meir says, no, it's in your mouth, it's machshir l'tuma. Now the question, look at Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in this machloket Tanaim, in that Mishnah, hifech ba tameh. Lo yifechba tahor. Where does it become machshir l'tuma, says Rabbi Yehuda, when yifechba? When it was separated and you rolled it around in your mouth a bit, now it got its own identity as water, and now it would machshir. But if it was still connected, he hadn't do, it's not a yifechba, so it wouldn't be. So I've got a question. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says you can't walk around with a spit in your mouth. The Gemara's question was, is it only yifechba or even lo yifechba? When you rolled it around, not rolled it around, and it seemed to have been plied. Look back a minute. But it can't be because we've got the Rabbi Yehuda here. When does spit become liquid? Only after hifechba. So we understand that when it gets its own identity to make something tameh, when it's hifechba, then you be chayv also for Shabbos only after hifechba. And it appears at the moment that it makes no difference, even hifechba or hifechba. So Rabbi Yochanan gives an answer, no problem. Muchlefed hashita. Rabbi Yochanan says, change the shittas around. Now, Rashi is a bit difficult. Rashi is Yichlif Rabbi Yehuda shittato v'yatzai men. Rabbi Yochanan, so over here, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. If you look, it's in line with the very wide lines of Tosfot. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Muchlefed hashita, Peirush. Chaluf v'omer b'mishner, Meir omer hifech bo tamei. Rabbi Yehuda omer, afapi shelo hifech tamei. Change the Mishnah around in Masechet, in that Mishnah there, which we saw there in Masechet Kelim. And so Rabbi Meir is the one who said, only hifechba lo hifechba. Rabbi says, make no difference hifechba lo hifechba. And then it works out beautifully, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, even if lo hifechba, you chayv on Shabbos. So to then, in Masechet Kelim, lo hifechba, you'd also be machshir l'tuma. Rabbi Shlakish says, no, lo olam lo tachlif. Why are you going to change the shittas? Let's keep the shittas as is. V'hacha b'maya skinah. What are we talking about in our Mishnah over here in Masechet Shabbos? Bechicho. What's in bechicho? Look at Rabbi Nuchanan over here. Perush kicho lecha ava shi kamo chaticha. He says you created a big chunk of spit. Right? That's what it means. Then you'd be chayav for Shabbos. And that comes, I suppose, automatically. That's different to little pieces of spit, I suppose. So Moses says, "Vahatanya Rabbi Mer kicho v'nitlash." My love, rock v'nitlash. He says we've got a brighter where Rabbi Yehuda seems to make no difference between kicho, a big chunk of spit, right, or just a little bit of spit. Right, so it says, "My love, rock v'nitlash." Moses says, "Lo." Kecho v'nitlash. No, it's not about kecho v'nitlash. They're different. Rok and kecho are different. V'hatang as well as second Rabbi Yehuda Meir, kecho v'nitlash v'chein roko sh'nitlash. Lo yelech d'adamot ad shi yirok. He seems to say that they make it a brighter, which Rabbi Yehuda makes no difference between kecho and rok. It's all the same thing. So once it goes back and says, you're right. Ele mechubatek sh'nemikar. We go back to Rabbi Yochanan's. We prefer Rabbi Yochanan's shitta. Change the shittas around. That Rabbi Yehuda says, makes no difference, he pechbo, and it's where he says he pechbo, and then it works out fine that you'd only be chayiv, but he pechbo, and you wouldn't be chayiv ad shehi pechbo. Now, on this here of Rash Lakish, just what Rabbi Lakish says, I was like, while we're discussing kiech, where you made like a big chunk of spit and you're going to spit in front of your Rebbe, he says like this, kiech bifnei rabo chayav mita. If you take a big chunk of spit and you spit out a big chunk of spit in front of your Rabbi, you chayav mita mida shamayim, says Rashi. Wash in Emar.
What's the language of Mechuvarta Kedash?
Mechuvarta means it's clear. We prefer the Shita. Mechuvarta means it's clear. Meikara from the beginning. Rabbi Yochanan's Shita. When Rabbi Yochanan said, change the Shita around, Rish Lakish said, don't change it around. Okay. So now, this is a call. Amish Lakish Kayach Bivna Rabbo Chayamita. Why? Shneemar, and he quotes the Pasuk over here. This is a Pasuk in Mishlei. It says, Vechoti Chomet Nafsho. Call Mesanai. Ahevu mavet. Now he says over here, Misanai is from the ones you could call hate. He says, Al tikri le Misanai, the one ele masni'i, those who cause himself to be hated. Right? Vaha, the Gemara says, well, I say, but why do you say that? Vaha minas anis, but he's anus. He wouldn't have done this voluntarily. Obviously, he had no choice. He had a spit. The Gemara says, no. Kiech verak kamrinan. Right, he had a big chunk. It wasn't like he had a bit of a spit, like in your mouth, they spat out. He like worked on it hard to get this big chunk of spit ready, and then he spat it out. That is something which is disgusting. And look at Rashi, Sherikek oto bifnei rabo, vayal listalek misham, ol havlio b'kshuto. He either should have moved away, or he should have wiped it out with a handkerchief or something. Never had to do it, but disgusting, and therefore he's chayav mita. Midah shama. Can you, Mishnah? Lo yavon adam shayachid. Now first talk about urinating, now around. You standing in Shleyachid and you're leaning over into Shtarabim to drink out of a pond or out of a tap or whatever the case is. Or Bishtarabim, Yishtev Shleyachid, and the same thing, vice versa. Ela imken, unless, we've seen this Mishnah before many, many times. In Masechet Shabbos we saw it, and in this Masechta, and Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph and here in Amud Daf Kaf. Right, Elim can ichnis rosho verubo. Unless he put his head and most of his body lemakom shu shote into his. So if he wants to stay in Shleyachid, he's got to stick his head and most of his body into Shnarabim, or vice versa. And the Mishnah ends off by saying v'chein begat, and so too in a wine press. Now we'll see just now what that means. V'chein begat. Rashi points out over here v'chein begat. The first book Gemara Inyan Masi. We'll see it's talking about Maser Dafka and not Shabbos. Now we've already seen from the previous Mishnah that Rabbi Meir, right later on, right Rabbi Meir later on, I think it was on Daf Kuf Aleph, correct? Rabbi Meir spoke about the Mafteach. We said Lo Amor Adam Shleyachid VeYafteach B'Shnei Rabbim, open with a key. So Rabbi Meir is gozer doing these things back and front. Right, in case you might carry that at Amot. So the Mishnah says of here, Lo Yamod, this seems to be Reisha Yisro Rabbanan. V'sefer Rabbi Meir, and the latter part, and if you is Rabbi Meir, why? Because here we say, Lo Yamod, Rabbi Shurach, Rabbi Elim Ken, Hichnis, Rosho, Verubo, Lemakom, Shuv, Shoteh, V'chein, Begat. Which means you can do it. If it was Rabbi Meir, Rubu, Desir, Rabbi Meir, say, don't do it, because you might end up carrying from one Rishut to the other, right? And yet this Mishnah allows you to do it if your whole body is there. So Rabbi Yosef says, no. Bechafitzin shetrichin lo b'divrei hakol. He says, no, it's not a machloket Rabbi Meir Rabbanan. Everybody agrees over here that you can do this. And why? Because we're speaking about chafitzin. What are chafitzin? Look at the Rashi over here. Rashi is the first wide lines of Rashi. It says, "Bechafitzin atchichin lo, afidu rabbanan moru de gazar behu, de mitoch shu tzarich lahem yachnisam etzlo." When it comes to chafitzin, there, with regards to chefetz, like kalim, there with a key, for example, there, everybody would agree that you are gozer. Look at the Rashi over here. It says, "Yareisha rabbanan le'elokim le'hadiktani obed adam b'shriach v'tal b'shavim." Then in the previous Mishnah, where you can stand in the one Rishut and move things around in the other Rishut, there it's Rabbanan who argued Rabbi Meir with regards to a Mavteach. We aren't worried about playing there, for example, the ball, that you might bring the ball from one to the shoot to the other. Aval hacha, here in this Mishnah, Gaza, there is a gzaira, Shemayachnis Rabbi Meir, that you might end up bringing, if you're drinking, you might bring the water from one Rishut into the other Rishut. It's not the same as spitting, etc. There you're doing akira. But with drinking, right? You're doing akira, right? And anacha in the same reshut. Rashi's answering, so why can you do it when your whole body and your head are in the one reshut? Because there you're drinking. And so to speak, you're doing akira from the tap and acha into your mouth in the same reshut. But the gzeira here is still that you can only do it if your whole head and body is in the other reshut. You can't do it, you can't put your hand across the fence and drink like this. Okay, so there is a gzeira over here. Now, I wanted to say that here we aren't gozer, and here you can do that we are gozer. Okay, so that's what Rashi wants to learn over here. So the question over here is, so the ratio now would be the previous Mishnah, and this is the Sefer. Let's say that's Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbanan. This is Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says over here. He said like this. Amar Rabbi Yossi says no. Bechafitzin shetrichin dov v'divrei hakol. Everybody agrees with regards to chayfetz. Right here, we're not in the first, previous Mishnah. We're not about chayfetz. Okay, now I'll tell you why I've got a difficulty with that. Because Rashi says, yeah, look, afidu rabbanan moru de gazur behu de mitoch shu tzarich lahem yachnisem etzlo. Hilchach mashkin alalu tzichin lo vegazrinan. So they say in this Mishnah over here, they agree with Rabbi Meir. But the question then will be, and we're going to learn on Daf Kuf Aleph in 2 days' time, that Rabbi Meir says with regards to keys, if we say that chafitzin, everybody agrees with Rabbi Meir, so why is that Rabbi Meir then? Why isn't that everybody? Okay, you understand my question? But anyway, at the moment, the way we're learning according to Rashi, the chafitzin, everybody agrees, and therefore even this Mishnah could be Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan. There's no machloket here, and you have to have your whole body on the other side of the fence, and that's the gzeira. Dalag was the kasha ibayirayu karmelit mai. What happens if instead of Rishuta Rabbim and Rishuta Yachid, we've got a karmelit and one of the other rishuyot? Right? Look at Rashi. Karmelit mai mahu sheamod be karmelit v'yishtem Rishuta Yachid or Rishuta Rabbim. Same idea. You're in the karmelit now. You're drinking one of the other sides. Do we say that it's also asur and you can't do it? Or do we say, no, it wouldn't be a problem? So Amar Abaye hihi. Abaye says the same din. Ki hechid lo yavu sharabim v'yishtem shayachid, kach lo yavu bekamim v'yishtem shayachid. Same idea, says Rabbi Abaye. So Amar Rav, I don't understand. Rav says, he guf exaira. That in itself is exaira. Not standing in the one and drinking in the other. Why is it exaira? Because we might slip the water across. But now what, we're going to take exaira? V'anu nikum v'nigzor exaira l'exaira? Now we know that we don't want to, we can't go zera. Look at this Likuti Rashi over here, where he quotes a Gemara in Beitza, the very last question, he says that gzera l'gzera. How do I remember kule ashas, the whole shas? She'ein gozrin gzera l'gzera. Mihai kran afku, where do we learn it from? Learn from ushmartem et mishmarti. The passage says ushmartem et mishmarti. Make a gzera, ushmartem et mishmarti. God my guarding. Asu mishmeret, klomar, gzeira le mishmarti, le torati, to my Torah. Velo mishmeret le mishmeret, so asu gzeira le gzeira. So we got a problem with this idea of gzeira le gzeira. So that's what Rabbi says to Abaya. What are you talking about, Abaya? We understand why you can't drink in Shliachim when you stay in Shliachim unless your whole head and body's there. Why? Because it's a gzeira. But that's on your, but a karmelit is already a gzeira. You're going to now tell me you're making a gzeira to a gzeira? I don't understand. So Amar Abayis, Abayis says, not so pashut. Minamina, where did I get it from? I've got a Makori, he says, Nitani v'chein begat. That was our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, if you remember our Mishnah, on yesterday's Amud Bet, we said there, no, I apologize, it's in today's Amud at the bottom today. Now, what's a gat? A gat is a wine press. So how does our buyer learn gat? Look at the Rashi over here. V'chein begat. V'hai gat mahi. What is this gat, this wine press, says Rashi? If it's a rishud ayachid, v'kamad lo yamob shram v'yatzesh tzavaro begat v'yitol kli v'yishteh. There's no chilush then, because if the gat is shteyachid, we learned it in the reisha about shteyachid that you call mishrab mishteyachid. So there's no chilush in a gat. Elalav the gat karmi must be speaking to Abaya about a gat that's a karmelit. And why is it a karmelit? Gonchana govet teeser. It hasn't got 10 tvachim high. Therefore, it's got maybe 4 tvachim wide. It's got 10 tvachim high. So it's a karmelit. So the Mishnah is telling us, according to Abaya, just like in shteyachid shteyachid, you can't drink. So too, begat, which is a karmelit. Rabbi says to him, what are you talking about? Rabbi Amar says it's got nothing to do with the Carmelite at all. It's le'inyan maser. It's only to do with maser. Now look for a second at Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel, about 5 lines into Rabbeinu Chananel, like this. V'dache Rabbe. Rabbe's dachi Rab Abaye's auntie. He's dochet completely, right? V'chein begat lo ketanyan Shabbat. He says, not nothing to do with Shabbos over here. He says, Inyan Shabbat, mina gat shari, from the gat is mutar. Why? V'afagav, delo mayel reisha v'rubo hatam. Kiketani, because it's nothing to do with it. It's a karmelit. We don't care about that. There's no din of karmelit. He says, kiketani v'chein begat. So what's the gat telling us there? Inyan maser de patur. It's coming to the din here of maser. It's got nothing to do with Shabbos, to do with maser. Now there's a Rashi that we brought out from Masechet Shabbos. He says, yeah, l'inyan maser. What is the idea of l'inyan maser? He says, yeah, d'shtia l'gat mabesh. You're drinking in the gut. Shelo akru misham lo tziochot. You aren't taking it out of the gut. If you drink in the gut, right, havyashtiat arai, the dinya is, that's called temporary eating. Now, we know you don't take truman maser from something if it's achirat arai. Only it becomes achirat keva. The moment you took it out the gut, right, then it becomes kviya. You give it kviyut. You have to take truma and maser. Inside the gut, you have to take truma and maser. Right? You look back in the Gemara. V'chein amrav sheishet. V'chein begat yan maser. Also for maser. Why? And he brings a proof of here. He brings a Mishnah of here from Masechet Shabbos. That none. Shortin lagat. Bein b'chamin, bein b'tzonen. You can drink at the gut, whether you dilute the water with cold water, we dilute the wine with cold water or hot water. Upatur div rabbi mei. Rabbi Eliezer ben Tzadok mechayev. He says, you chayev. And chachamim say like this. Alachamin chayev, alatzonen patur. Why does it make a difference? So now I'm reading the Rashi outside. He says, actually, Rashi says, alachamin chayev. De'ein ra'oi lachzor amuta shemekalkela hamuta lekakleyay. Hichach ki mazik bibachamin adat lishtia kule. If you dilute the wine with hot water, so you can't now throw back what you never finished drinking, because it'll ruin the wine. So the fact that you used warm water to dilute it is proof you mean in drinking all of it. So in a case like that, it's a kviyut you chayev on truma and maser. If you dilute it with cold water, it's an ishkeferach. You want to throw back what you didn't back into the gut. It's okay. So by diluting with cold water, you prove that you never had intentions to have a proper kviyat tzuda here, and therefore you wouldn't be chayev in truma. Right? And look at the Gemara. It says it. Bibnei she machzir tamotar, because you can throw back what is left over. So machlok rabbi and rava there. What v'chei magat? Rava says nonsense. Nothing to do with karmelit. Karmelit is already is clear. Yutmutar, it's a big chidush here with regards to truma. The obvious question would be, why are we confusing truma here with halachos of Shabbos? Right? In other words, Abaye seems to make more sense in the sense that why are you suddenly bringing the dinim of truma here into this mishnah? It's got nothing to do with truma, but it's because of it's mishnah Masechet Shabbos. But Abaye would rightfully say that and that if it's a rishtah yachi, we learn rishtah yachi, so there is a chidush here of karmelit. We know machloket rava v'abaya, halacha is like rava, right? Other than in 3 particular cases, and this doesn't seem to be one of them, right? It's in the lechi. Well, what are the lechi? We had a couple of what's it? There's a couldn't we learned it before, but I've forgotten it. Anybody remember? What we said halacha is like rava v'abaya. Other than we've got them. I forgot it. I can't care. Kamat niti. Kolet adam mina maschila. No, hold on, but yael kagan, right? And none of them have to do with a gut. Vachumin Lagat. So Madnitin Koleta Damina Maskirala Matam Asume Asafaki. Now we've got another Mishnah here. And I think it's this in Shabbos, I don't think it's Rasha saying it over here, that if you've got a gata, a maschila is like what we'd call a gata, right? Do all worlds use the same term, a gata? Like marzev in Hebrew, is everyone in America, England, all call it a gata, right? So you've got a gata, which is throwing water off a roof, and the water comes down. So it says over the Mishnah, says, kolet adam mina maschila lemata mi'asarat vachim. So now, you can grab the water wet as long as you're beneath 10 tvachim. Right, look at Rashi. And he says, they were flat roofs and they had lots of gutters around them. And they put up some sort of a piece of wood at the bottom so that the water wouldn't run up and ruin the walls. And it would bring all the water to one central place. So as you could have damage the walls. You can stand in Shrabim. Vakolet bekli lemata miasarat vachim in amayim ayordi min amaschila vakolet dafka can refresh the gemara avalo yitzarif piv or kli lemaschila. Now he can collect the water that's dropping off the gutter, but he can't stick his mouth to the gutter and drink right out of the gutter, or put something at the gutter connected to the gutter itself. Shuvah pachot mishlosha samuch legag, less than 3 tvachim to the gag, because then it will be lavu to the gag. Va'af al pi shehu lemata mi'asara. My time, why? To'el mutelet l'orech ha'kotel, u'betoch gimel ha'gag, gam in ha'gag. But listen to this. Va'av yekemotzi min ha'gag. Shehu rishtayachid l'reshut ha'yabi. The gag, because it's a flat roof, and it's more than 10 tvachim high, and it's 4 tvachim, and it's 4 tvachim big, it's rishtayachid. Now, if you would actually drink off the gutter is part of the roof, see, if you're now drinking from the gutter into the shtarabim, and you're drinking from the shtarabim, but if it falls down the roof, once you're already in the tent, fachim, it's in the shtarabim airspace, you can catch the water freely, you can go ahead and do it. Right? Umina tzinor mikomakom shote. So with regard to the tzinor, there doesn't seem to be a limit. We'll see that in the Gemara. Gemara's like this. Kolet in avam mitzaref lo. Right? Kolet. You can, if it falls, you can grab it, but you can't stick your mouth to it. My time of wine, not as a Gemara. Rabbi Nachman, Hachav and Maschila, Pachot Megimel, Samuch Legag, we're talking about a gata, which is less than 3 tvachim from the roof. Tachot Pachot Megimel, Samuch Legag, Kegag Dami, it's Lavu to the Gag, therefore you take your Shterabim from Shterach into Shterabim. Of course, Tanyach with a Breita, Omer Adam, Meri Shterach, Magbi, Yadol, Emale, Mal, Shrat, Tvachim, Lepachot Mishlo, Shas, Much Legag, Vekore. Vachot Yitzai, Long and Stick, he's, so we got, now we've got some conflicting Breitas of here, by the way. This Breita says, I never understood the steer between the two brighter. The Gemara didn't seem to waste their time resolving it. The first brighter says, Omer Adam b'rushta yachid, shta yachid, u'magbir do lemale mi'asarat v'achim, b'fachom b'shlosha samuch legag v'kolet, u'bevad shlo yitzaref. So here he's in shta yachid himself, and it seems like he can grab the water from shta yachid, which is okay. Shta yachid to shta yachid, but he can't stick his mouth into it. And another brighter says, lo yabal adam shta yachid, v'yagbir do lemale mi'asarat v'achim, l'fachot b'gimus uch legag v'yitzaref. He can't stick his hand up now, right? If he's in a shliachid, stick his hand up above 10 tvachim, lepachot begimos close to the roof, yitzarif val koletu v'shote. Okay, again, two steers in this Mishnah and these brightness. I'm not exactly sure what we learned from that. Now, the next part of the halacha was, binatzor mikom makom shote. So on the pipe, though, so no problem, you can drink. If the pipe itself is a big pipe, look at Rashi over here. I skipped all these rashes over here. Tanim yesh betzino arba berocha. If it's 4 tvachim wide, then it's asur. Why? Mipnei shuka motzim mishut l'rashut. So if the pipe itself is very big, right, and you now stand shirabim, so then basically the pipe becomes shirayachid, and you can't take from the pipe because then take from shirayachid into shirabim. Okay. New Mishnah. Bor shirabim. Now we've got a bor in shirabim. We've got this big pit shirabim. V'chuliyato gavoa asarat tvachim. Remember, we've seen this before. It might even be pictures. I don't look in the picture, but let's just take a look. If you've got a hole in the ground, a bor shirabim, and it's got 117. Page
117.
Oh, fantastic! Look, actually, there's amazing pictures there. And look, there are all these pictures here about gutters coming down. And all these gutters over here, and where you can and you can't create from. Okay, now you've got a bore over here. Look over here, you've got a bore in Shtarabim. and it's got the chulia. So the bore goes into the ground, and there's like a mound of sand around it, and it's 10 tfachim high, right? It seems that the chulia at the moment is 10 tfachim high. There's a window above it. We'll see in a moment you can draw from the window. There's a water here. You can draw comfortably from there, right? And I suppose if that is a waste pit, you can also throw your waste into it as well. That's what the Mishnah says. Look at the Mishnah. Borb shirabim b'chuliyato gavoh asrat fachim. Chalon shirab, there's a window above it. Memalin hemenu b'shabbos. You can fill up water from it on Shabbos. Ashpa b'shirabim, there's a garbage dump there. Gavoh asrat fachim. Chalon shirab, shofchin etocha mayim b'shabbos. You can throw out your waste, your refuse water into that pit. What are we talking about? What is this? Ilayme b'smucha. If the hole, the bore, it's a shtrabim though, but it's close up against the wall, salameli chulia asara. Why do I have to have this chulia, this mound of sand on top of it asara? Look at Rashi. In a smucha shia bore, smucha la kotel, it's close to the wall, but toch abud in arba tvachim, lameli chulia asara, bore gufa shtiachid, the bore itself is 10 tvachim high, the bore itself is shtiachid, va muka asara. We're assuming that the average bore will be 10 tvachim deep. If it's less than 4 tvachim, we say there's no chashivuti of that reshut. So from your window to the bore, it's basically shuta yachid to shuta yachid without really going through shuta rabim. So why do we need this mound on the outside of it? What are we talking about? It's really far from the wall, more than 4 tvachim from the wall. The timer, and the whole reason you can use it is the ikachuli asara, because it's got this mound. Look at Rashi over here. V'tai medik chulia sarah, delo mate dal shirabim, because in the end, we aren't worried that you're going to maybe throw it out by mistake or bring it in by mistake via the reshut arabim. I think it's what it's saying over here. Ha'leke chulia sarah, k'metal tam shleyach shirachi derech shirabim. If it hasn't got this mound, it's just the bore, and you high up on the window, you might end up drawing water via dangling around into the shtarabim and then up into shtarachit, or it might even land on the side of the bore and you bring it up, etc. That might be a problem. So this bore, the fact that it's got this mound of sand, is helping us to not go via the shtarabim. Rabbi Yochanan, that is Rav Huna's answer. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, we don't have to say the wall that the bore is far away from the shtarachit. We can say it's even close up against the wall. And still we want to know that we've got the mound there. Well, how come Ashmulan? He says, come to just an extra chidush. The bor v'chuliato mitstarfin la'asara. He says, there's like a revuta over here in the Mishnah. What's the revuta? In order for a bor to be 10 tfachim deep, to become a shayachid, it doesn't have to be the bor itself deep down in the ground 10 tfachim. Even the bor is only 4 tfachim, and there's 6 tfachim sand outside it. But together, the airspace is deep, 10 tfachim, that is also shtei yachid. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Look at Rashi. Kamash v'lat, umatnitin lav k'desav k'datach, v'tyave chulia asara levad mi bor. Not like we thought in the very beginning, says Rashi, where like I explained that you got the bor and an extra 10 tfachim high above the bor. No. Elahachi kamar bor, b'shrabim v'cholato svivav, together, v'sacha kol, both the bor and the chol, gavo asara mi karkit abor, from the floor to the top of the sand mound is 10 tvachim, and that is reshut hayachid, u'memalin mimen lechalon, and that you can use. Rabbi Yochanan says extra chidush over here, even if it's right up against the wall, if the bore is only 4 tvachim deep, but there's 6 tvachim on the side, or whatever configuration you get to, and it together becomes hayachid, and then you can fill up one from the other. Next halach in the Mishnah was, Ashpab shtarabim v'chule. If there was this dump, this garbage pit outside your window, the Gemara says v'lo chashinan shemetinat el ashpa. And what it seems to be, I'm not sure if it's a question or if the statement. The Gemara says we don't seem to be concerned over here that you might come and take it. Or are we concerned? Aren't we concerned? I'll probably explain. Maybe it's a bit of a question here. V'lo chashinan shemetinat el ashpa. Aren't we worried that you're going to end up taking away some of the ashpa, and therefore the space will become, it'll become less, and it won't be shliachid any longer? Look at Rashi. V'lo chashinat shemet not l'ashpa, v'tamod ha'pachot me'ashrat, will be less than 10. V'ate le'mishre bay, nami mi'kamikarim. What's going to happen? We're going to get so used to using this bin, and it's like this pit, and chucking us about the window, God's might come along and take away a bit of the ashpa, because the ashpa is made at 10 tvachim high. And we'll be so used to using it, even when it's less than 10 tvachim, it's no longer shnei yachid, we're still going to carry on throwing it. Why aren't we worried? We should make him make exactly. So you can't, because you might come and take away the ashpa. So the Gemara says like this, V'ha Rabin bar Arab Adam Rabbi Yitzchak. He says, Mas levoyechad. He gives, he answers him with a bit of a story. He says, we had a case once where there was this mavoyechad. Rashi says, V'ya mavoy, Rosho echad pachot, patoch shnerabim. One side of it was open shnerabim. V'rosho echad satum, and one side was closed. So it was closed up on three sides. The one side open, and the back of it was shnerabim, was closed off completely. V'shnei tzadav, on now the each sides of it, Echad yam v'girudav gvohim. One was on the sea, and it had like a breach, whatever you call it, like that was high above the water. Is there a picture here, by the way? Oh, we've seen this sort of picture before, right? Look in the picture, picture number 350. Okay, so let's just quickly end off the Rashi over here. He says, so one side was water, was high. Ve'echad ashpa, and the one side was like a garbage dump. And the wall and the house is open through the middle one. So not on the seaside and not on the garbage dump side, and obviously not on the street side. On the third side, on the back, there where the houses were open. Because that couldn't be. If it's a mavoy, you have to have the houses open to it. So where the houses open to it, it's open through the third side. So look at the picture of here. It's a nice picture. We've got sea over here. We've got garbage dump over there. We've got houses there and shnerabim over there. Okay? So now, what's our concern? We asked the question, aren't we worried that ashpa might be taken away, like we were concerned now, it becomes less than 10 tvachim high, than Shnei Yachid. So he says, there was a similar situation where we had an ashpa over there. Right? It says that, shetzido echad kalaleya, mitzido echad kalashpa. Uba abas livnei Rebbe. And Rebbe was asked the kasha. And the obvious question was, is the kasha mavoy? Why? Because maybe the sea will bring up land and build a land around us. It won't be sea anymore. Or the ashpa on the other side might fall down and there won't be a proper wall anymore. It is a good mavoy. Velo amar bo, lo isur, velo heter. He never said isur or heter. He kept quiet, Rebbe. Didn't want to interfere. Why? Heter lo amar bo. He never gave a heter. Why? The chashinan shematina trashpa. That maybe the ashpa will be taken away. And therefore, there wouldn't be a good wall anymore. Or, V'alea yam siratom. We saw this before, right? That maybe the sea will bring up all junk. Look at Rashi here. V'alea lav siraton. Limon, he says, debeloaz. Shemale titlis fatav. Will bring up all sorts of like rubbish. U'mityabesh v'naseh karkolim. And will dry out. Till slowly the sea will throw up all sorts of sand. And we'll build a sandbank. And soon we'll look around. There won't be water there anymore. It'll be a big extension of the mavoy. And now we've got a problem. We haven't got a wall on the one side. That was the one concern. So either tiratera ashpa, or maybe the sea would go. So that's why he never said mutar. On the other hand, isur lo amar bo. He never said isur either. Why? The high kaimi mechitzot. At the moment when we look, there are mechitzot there. So do we go after a chashash in the future, or do we go after what we've got over here now? So same sort of Gemara answer, right? Maybe we should go after what we got now. Or maybe we should say, you know what, you can't use this thing, maybe we would take with ashpa. So Gemara says, lo kashia, ha de yachid, ha de rabim. It would make a difference. If it's a yachid, look at Rashi over here. If it's a yachid, so it's an individual one, you're right, maybe there'll be place to be choshesh. Why? Because if it's your own private one, no one to remind you, and you might get destroyed, whatever the case is, and you won't know. But hard to rabbim, if it's rabbim, so we seem to be worried, not too concerned about rabbim, because rabbim will remind you, everyone will know about it. And Rashi says, yeah, matnitin ba'ashpad rabbim. We talk about an ashpad rabbim, and therefore, see that an ashpad rabbim, you don't have to worry too much. You can carry on. I think that's the end of Abiyah. We'll carry on the Mishnah tomorrow.